Supporters of the Tenaya Child Development Center today appealed to the University of Alaska Board of Regents, urging the board to help save the daycare center. Tenaya was informed it would need to find a new home late last month when UAA opted to end an agreement which allowed the child care facility space on campus. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
Max Kohlberg is an assistant professor with the WAMI program at UAA and one of several Tenaya parents to testify. Aside from being a faculty member and parent, though, Kohlberg is also a graduate of the program.
All my earliest memories come from Tenaya. I believe my very first memory is sticking my tongue to a yellow metal duck out in the playground and being stuck to that duck howling as the teachers ran to get warm water and pry my mouth from it. I remember nap time, I remember my best friends, I remember my teachers, and I remember trying cottage cheese for the first time.
Kohlberg's 3-year-old daughter attends Tenaya, and he hopes his son will be able to go next year. Kohlberg's desire to keep Tenaya open and on campus echoed that of the other supporters at the meeting. Jo Heckman is the chair of the Board of Regents. She says the board understands it's a sensitive and emotional issue for those affected by the decision.
I myself am a mom, you know, so I understand what displacement does, you know, to people, their work lives, and their ability to function in a work environment.
And Heckman says she also sees it from the university's point of view with the bleak outlook on state funding. Heckman says public testimony is a good opportunity to listen, but ultimately the Tenaya decision is not one the board will be involved in.
Board of Regents will allow the chancellors to run their universities. Otherwise, you know, we would be doing their job, and really I don't think that's the right thing for us to do as a governance body.
Heckman says the scope of the board is to provide oversight and policy to the university system, not to make decisions at the campus level. UAA has created a task force involving university students, staff, and faculty, Tenaya board members, along with nonprofit and early childhood development experts, to help figure out a future for the center. Megan Olson is UAA's vice chancellor for university advancement and a member of the task force. Much of the discussion over the last few weeks has surrounded the issue of space, but she says the group's first task is to define and lay out Tenaya's goals.
Once we define that dream, I think we need to start planning toward that, and then, you know, the space will come.
Olson says the task force hopes to meet weekly. She says the university has also committed $10,000 to help cover Tenaya's rent expenses over the summer. The center has to vacate its space on the UAA campus by May 8th. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.
Public testimony will continue tomorrow morning at the Board of Regents meeting in Anchorage.